This is Corporal Taylor. I'm in interview room number two, the Professional Standards Unit. Today's date is December 16th, 2012. The time is 4:58 a.m. I'm here with my partner, Sergeant Brad Hadley, and here to be interviewed. Is your first name David?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Badge number 3231, and he is represented by his attorney. Officer Garcia, you do realize you're being recorded, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm conducting an administrative investigation into the shooting incident in which you've been involved. During the investigation, I will be gathering facts and looking at the circumstances which led up to the shooting incident. At the conclusion of the investigation, the administration will review the incident to determine if department policy has been followed. You're admonished that if any information is obtained, either during the investigation or during the administrative review that indicates you have violated any department orders, rules, regulations, policies, or procedures, you could be subject to disciplinary action. Do you understand?
Yes.
I'm giving you a direct order not to discuss this investigation or your interview with anyone other than your recognized representative or myself, or is compelled by law or legal proceeding. Failure to obey this order could result in charges and possible termination. Do you understand?
Yes.
Due to the nature of this administrative investigation, Government Code Section 3303H requires me to advise you of your rights. Therefore, it's important that you understand that criminally, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say may be used against you in court. You have the right to an attorney before and during questioning. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before questioning if you wish. Do you understand each of the rights I've explained to you?
Yes.
With these rights in mind, would you like to speak to me now?
On advice of counsel, I'm directing my client not to waive his Miranda rights. Say no.
No.
While you have the right to remain silent with regard to any criminal investigation, you do not have the right to refuse to answer my questions administratively. This is an administrative investigation. I am therefore ordering you to answer all of my questions fully and honestly. If you refuse to answer my questions, your silence can be deemed insubordination and result in administrative discipline up to and including termination. Any statement you make under the compulsion of the threat of such discipline cannot be used against you criminally nor in any civil proceeding except in limited circumstances. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. It's okay if I call you David?
Yes.
What shift do you work at? You're on watch three?
Yes.
Okay. And what time did you start your shift tonight?
1800 today.
Okay. And what you're wearing now, standard police blue uniform along with patches and badge, is that what you were wearing at the time of the incident?
Yes.
Okay. And this is what you're wearing when Orange County Sheriff's CSI took photos of you, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you carrying any recording or using any recording device during this incident?
No.
And were you wearing gloves?
No.
Did anything unusual happen during your shift prior to the shooting?
No.
Okay. What I'd like for you to do is just take me through the entire incident from the time you first received the call or heard the call go out. I don't know if you were dispatched or if you volunteered, all the way through the time that you left the incident.
Today, I was driving a single vehicle. Myself and partner Alcala were dispatched to a music hall somewhere on 17th Street. As we were driving there, dispatch canceled that call, instead sent us a priority call. A possible fight, dispatch advised there was a a CP calling saying that she heard a female screaming. She didn't know what was going on somewhere in the area of 506 East Washington. I arrived from eastbound Washington. I parked approximately one house down from 506 East Washington. I exited my vehicle. At the same time that I exited, my partner Akala parked his vehicle. I looked towards 506 East Washington. Saw a male standing in front of the door without a shirt. As soon as he saw me, he immediately went inside, closed the door. I advised my partner Akala what I had seen. We both walked towards the location. He walked around. I walked through the carport, which there's a little side gate that takes you to the main gate, and he walked through the actual main gate to make contact with a male person that I had seen inside the house. We knocked. We were received by the male person, which I saw. I advised them about the investigation we were conducting. He told us everything was okay inside his house. He said he had a wife, and there was another family inside the house. I asked him if he had heard anything, and he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I heard somebody screaming and yelling. Sounds like there was a fight right across the street, but I didn't see anything. Officer Collin and I agreed to do a welfare check on the house, make sure what this male was telling us was the truth. Officer Collin entered the residence, and I was immediately going to follow them, but my attention was caught off to the carport area. I heard a loud bang as if somebody crashed against a car as they were running. When I looked, I saw a male subject running southbound through the carport, wearing a dark jacket and dark jeans. I immediately advised my partner, Akala, that the male was seen running. I gave chase immediately, and my partner followed me. As we made our way south through the carport, the area separates into a big lot or backyard, which next to the backyard there's either a secondary house or a garage. I see two males standing there. They appeared normal. One was smoking. He did not match the appearance of the male I had seen. The other man just said, waved his hands, and he said, hey, you know, what's going on? I made contact with the male that was smoking. He was closest to the garage. As I was talking to him, I hear off on the southwest corner of the yard sounds of somebody stepping on things or trying to push things over as if coinciding with somebody trying to, you know, hide. The male doesn't tell me anything. He signals me with his right index finger, points towards southwest location, and basically doesn't just point. He does the motion as in, like, hey, he jumped over.
And just for the tape, I just wanted to say that you're making a motion, gesturing with your arm, pointing away and
yes,
toward the south.
Yes, across the wall. I continue to walk towards the southwest corner. I hear the footsteps the noise, and I advise my partner, I call it, hey, he's running west. Go down and see if you can cut him off on Lacey. He does that. When he left, I didn't hear anything. I'm assuming he's either hiding or he stopped running away for some reason. I walked towards the corner. There's a table, a white table, approximately 3 feet high. I stepped on the table. I got up on the table. I immediately drew my gun and drew out my flashlight and looked over the wall. Began looking over the wall with my flashlight. Approximately 7 feet away, I see a male subject hiding, matching the description which I had seen, running on the carport. When he's there, I tell him, Santa police, let me see your hands. I looked at his eyes. I pointed my flashlight towards his face. I looked at his eyes, and he appeared disoriented, not all there, similar to what I have seen in my experience. It's either somebody being under the influence of drugs or alcohol. I again shouted, let me see your hands. At the same time, I see my partner, Officer Alcala, on the west side of the street on Lacey. He's conducting an area check. I don't know if he heard me or not. As I'm telling the guy to let me see his hands, I flashed my flashlight towards Officer Alcala, and then he saw me. He started coming back. The male subject at that time has his hands inside his weapon. I'm sorry, his hands inside his waist. I can't see whether he's holding any knives, guns, or anything like that. I tell him again, let me see your hands. He replies, no, fuck you, I'm going to kill you. I continue to have my weapon drawn towards him. I tell him again, let me see your hands. At the time, he starts standing up and climbing over the stuff to begin closing distance within me. He still continued to have his right hand inside his waistband. I tell him again, let me see your hands. He screams, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to kill you now. And lunges at me. Within that instant moment, if I would have stepped back on the table, I would have fallen. He would have immediately taken me on my back, and the fight would have been on. When he started closing the distance, I shot 3 rounds. I jumped off the table, and I didn't see him on the wall or anything like that. I called radio dispatch and advised them of the officer-involved shooting. I climbed over the wall, and I saw Officer Alcala next to the subject.
Okay. Did you ever make contact with the CP, or was it anonymous?
It was an anonymous.
Okay. When you and Officer Alcala arrived and entered, you know, the driveway there of 506, did you go in the front door? Where you met the male and you spoke to him, was that the front of the house, the door that faces Washington?
Yes, that was the front of the house.
And did you notice any other doors or separate apartments that are a part of that house?
Not immediately. The only thing I noticed was that secondary garage. As I ran, I didn't pay attention as to whether there was connections to the house from outside any other way.
Did the male that you spoke to, did he give you any indication that there were any other people living, like in the back, in the garage, or in another unit?
He just said towards the back.
Okay. And when he, did you speak to him in English or Spanish?
In Spanish.
When he said that he had heard some arguing, is that what he told you, or heard a fight?
He heard something along a fight or somebody hitting something. Which was weird to him. It wasn't like hitting a car or something. It was something weird, and he said it was across the street.
Okay. And so was he indicating like on the north side of Washington or across the street, like on Lacey, there, you know, the building next door?
On the north side of Washington.
Okay. Did he tell you that he just heard it or that he saw it as well?
He said he heard it.
Okay. Where were you standing when this other male was running that caught your attention?
I was, if you're looking at the front door, I was maybe a foot west of the front door.
Okay, so you're kind of out on the porch area there?
Yes, on
there.
The porch.
Can you explain to me how it was that your attention was drawn to the male that then ran?
When Officer Alcala walked in, I immediately heard a loud bang, somebody hitting the metal or whatever part of a car. I've personally hit a car, and it sounded like that. It's when you're running against something, and it's that echo thing, that or a hollow sound. That's what drew my attention, and as soon as I heard that, I see this male running south.
Does it sound like he hit like a quarter panel or door or hood or something like that, the
yes.
Part of the car? And when I was there anyway, I'm assuming that they haven't been moved. When I was there, the driveway was full of cars. There were four cars in a row and a motorcycle. Do you recall?
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
And the last car parked in the driveway was a black SUV.
Yes.
Do you recall if he was by the black SUV or if he was by one of the other cars when you saw him?
He was in between the front of the SUV. When I turned my eyes, he was in between the SUV and the following car. I can't remember what kind of car that was.
Okay. And you said when you looked over, he was running southbound, or did he turn around and then run southbound?
He was running southbound.
Okay. Did he say anything, or did you say anything to him?
Not at that moment.
Okay. Based on the information that you were given on the call of people fighting, were you concerned that perhaps this was some sort of a suspect in a crime, domestic violence, or
yes,
242, 245, something like that?
Based on the information that I had received from dispatch and the actual male subject which I had spoken, based on my training, I was thinking it was either somebody had assaulted somebody or maybe a case of domestic violence.
In any event, if he's running from the police, does that kind of give you an idea that he's involved in something?
Yes.
Have you ever had?
Based on my experience, I've had many people run from me, and the only reason they're running is whenever they either committed a crime or are a suspect of something.
Have you ever had any innocent people run away from you?
None.
Okay. So when he started running south, did you immediately chase after him, or what happened then when he started running south?
When he started running south, I turned my head back around. I said, "Danny, he's running south on the carport," and immediately gave chase.
Okay. Were you able to see him when, by the time you got out into the driveway and started after him?
No. When I got to the carport, all I saw was a two male subject standing outside.
Okay. And neither of them looked like the subject that ran away?
No.
Okay. I'm not an artist. This is not to scale at all. This is just so hopefully we can kind of be on the same page. This is Washington. When I was there anyway, there was Unit 820, Unit 836 parked just east of the intersection of Washington and Lacey. There's a driveway for 506 that had several vehicles in it. And my buildings may not be, you know, to scale with each other, but there's a garage here, sort of a big plywood shed of some sort back here. And then lots of trees and, you know, washing machine, a little like step stool, step ladder, a couple of tables. And a brick walkway. Does this kind of look like how you remember things laid out?
Yes.
And when you first started running south after the man and you saw the two men that were outside, can you tell me where they were?
Yes. One was right here by the door to the garage, and the other male was somewhere between the stairs and the garage.
Okay. And just for the recording, for me later, you're indicating the walk-through door that's on the east side of the garage is where one of the men was standing. And then the stairway that goes up to the upstairs unit of 506 is sort of nearby where the other man, he was in that general area there.
Yes.
Okay. And then from here, while you're talking to them, about where did you hear the noises coming from?
When I was talking to the male that was closest to the garage, I heard the noise coming from the southwest corner of the lot.
Okay. And were you able to see him back here, or you could just hear him moving around?
You could hear something or someone moving on the opposite side of the wall. I cleared the area here, and I did not see anything. I personally know, working this district, that this area here is a parking lot to the hospital. It's a parking lot with nothing that can make a noise or anything like that. So I immediately drew my attention towards the opposite side of this wall.
Okay. And just for the recording again, the parking lot that you're indicating is south of the property of 506. I think it's actually, there may be a driveway on Wellington or Lacey, but I know there's also a separate driveway that comes through off of Washington down a few addresses. Okay, so you knew that there was no place in the parking lot for him to hide or to be moving things around, and you indicated that you cleared this where all the trees and the debris was. Were you still able to hear him on the west side of the wall that separates the property from 506 to the properties on Lacey?
Yes.
And where did you climb up so that you could see him, and where did...
On the southwest corner of the backyard, there's a tree. Right next to the tree, there's a table. I used a branch to the tree to hold myself as I stepped on the table. I stepped on the table that was on the southwest corner. It was a white table. I drew my gun, and I immediately started clearing from the eastern part of the wall that we're talking about, outward west.
Okay, and where did you see him then?
I saw him approximately 5 to 7 feet away from the wall that I was looking over.
Okay, and so was he west of the wall that you were looking over then?
Yes, he was west of the wall.
All right, and when he began closing the distance on you, did he start climbing back over the wall and into this property, or how did that happen?
I believe from my view, there's items that he used to begin scaling up back into the side where I was. So yes, he used the same side to climb over.
Okay. And there were a couple of tables back here. These two circles were both tables, and was it the one that was closest to the corner of the southwest corner of the lot where you were standing?
Yes.
Okay. And did he actually make it over the wall back into the property of 506?
No.
Okay. If you could, I'm just going to give you a blue pen so that it doesn't blend in with the black lines on here. If you could indicate, like with an S for the suspect, where you saw him when you engaged him, when you fired your weapon.
I fired my weapon when he was right here.
Okay. And was he climbing up on the wall, or was he already
the way
up,
the
or?
The tables basically raised a couple of feet. The wall separating both myself and the suspect was maybe a foot and a half in length. I'm not actually sure about the calculations, but the things that he was stepping on basically placed them on the same height as I was.
Oh, I see. Okay. So he's already up?
Yes.
Is he fairly, like, eye-to-eye with you?
He's eye-to-eye with me. As he continued to shout, "I'm going to kill you now." So, yes, we are basically leveled thanks to the table and whatever things he used to scale up.
Okay,
there.
And I'm just going to ask you if you could make the S a little bit larger just so that it's a little more obvious. Okay, so basically, if I'm understanding you correctly, all he would have to do to actually physically get to you is step over the wall onto that washing machine or whatever it was in the corner there.
Yes.
The 506. Okay. And can you try to recall as close as you can, word for word, what it was that he told you when he was threatening you?
The initial contact when I first told him to identify myself and told him to let me see his hands. he clearly stated, fuck you, I'm going to fucking kill you. I continue to tell him, let me see your hands. He continued repeating the same thing, fuck you, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you now. And he continued saying, I'm going to kill you now, as he started climbing up the items he used to scale up. He continued to...
When you say climb, just so we're clear for the record, is it like he's actually climbing, like climbing a wall, or is it he's just scaling and coming up?
He's scaling up.
Okay.
He's walking up. Or, yeah, using it as a step stool, I guess, or a stepping thing. So he's shouting, I'm going to fucking kill you, I'm going to kill you now, as he's doing that.
Okay, so from where he first was when you first saw him, to the point that he got close enough that you felt, okay, this is, you know, that's enough, and you actually fired on him, about how many feet did he move toward you?
I want to say he came within maybe 2 feet, 3 feet.
Okay, so he got to within about 3 feet of you?
Yes.
Okay, but about what was the distance approximately from where you first saw him? He's telling you, I'm going to kill you, and he's advancing. About how far did he move?
I'm going to say 5 feet. So we were approximately 7 feet. He probably moved 3 feet, maybe, no, 4 feet, as he's approaching me before he came within that reaching distance.
Okay. And was it also a concern that not only could you fall, but the fact that since you had your weapon out, if he was able to get within arm's reach, that then you would be in a fight for your gun?
Yes, that was one of the concerns, as well as my partner was way out on that street. And if I did end up on my back and my gun was drawn, he was either going to try to kill me or finish out his threat, or something else was going to happen to me.
And can you explain what he was doing with his hands while he was threatening you and moving toward you?
He had his right hand inside his waistband, and the whole time he said, I'm going to fucking kill you, he kept on pulling. I don't know what he was pulling on. He just kept on tugging. Based on my training and experience, obviously, I know that people, when they do that, they either have knives, guns, things that they could use against me. So the whole time he was stepping, he had that hand in there. I didn't know what he had at that time. So that was one of my fears, the fact that this guy could easily take me out. And based on his expressions, the way he was acting, and the way he was actually looking at me when he told me he was going to kill me, yeah, I believed he was going to kill me.
Were you able to see what he had his hand on, or was his clothing covering his hand?
His clothing covered his hand. I never actually saw his actual fingers, since his hand was tucked inside whatever clothing he had on top of him.
Okay. Do you remember, was he wearing a shirt or a jacket or both? Or
I don't recall a shirt, but I do recall a jacket. I don't know what they're called, but it's like either it was a button-up or a zippered-up jacket, dark in color.
Okay, so it was the jacket that was covering his right hand?
Yes.
That was in his waistband? Okay.
May I?
Yes.
On this drawing, behind him is a light. Did your view or your observation of him change?
Yes. When I initially saw him, the light helped out a lot because I was able to see his face. As he started stepping up or climbing up, the light silhouette, he became a silhouette behind or in front of the light, where I just saw pitch black. A dark spot, if you want to call it like
that. So he was backlit by the light.
Yes.
Okay.
So so basically, he starts coming, you see his hands in the waistband, and then because of the backlighting, it's just a black figure. So the last thing you see is the hands in the waistband?
Yes.
And based on his moving towards you is how he got backlit?
Yes.
Okay.
based on the fact that you were elevated, standing on the table, sort of elevated almost up out of the yard there at 506, and the fact that there was a light there on the property on Lacey, do you have any doubt that when he saw you that he was able to recognize you're a police officer wearing a badge and sent in a police patches and so forth?
Yeah, I believe if I clearly saw his face, he could have clearly seen my badge, my patches, my gun, my duty belt.
And do you recall whether you ever said police or...
At the initial contact, once I was clear and I saw him, I said, "Please, let me see your hands." And that's when it all started to go downhill.
Okay. When you fired the rounds, do you know how many rounds you fired?
Yes.
How many did you fire?
I fired 3 rounds.
And when you fired, did he have any reaction to it? Did you believe that you struck him?
Yes, I saw the first round impact him. When he was... The last thing he said, "I'm going to do it now," he lunged at me, kind of like a way a person tackles somebody, like in football. That's when I shot my first round and immediately shot the 2 after. But the first one, once it hit him, he kind of grabbed his chest, and I jumped off the table. And when I turned back around, he was on top of the wall anymore.
Okay. When you describe him lunging like somebody would in football, was he like lunging toward lower body, like to tackle you? Is that
yes.
What you mean?
Yes.
Okay. And he had his right hand in his waistband. Do you recall where his left hand was or what he was doing with it?
Yeah. That little silhouette was broken by the left arm moving forward, and his hand was basically coming at me, and he would have came at me if I wouldn't have acted.
Okay, so do you think that since he had his left arm extended that he, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm just trying to get a sense for, you know, how you viewed it, did you think that he was, like, reaching for your gun or reaching to tackle you or something along that line?
I want to say he was maybe reaching to harm me. Whether he went for my gun, I don't think I'll ever know. But yeah, either he's going for my gun or he's going to tackle me to the ground, and then it's going to be for my gun.
Okay. Any doubt that he saw your firearm that you were pointing at him when you were saying, "Let me see your hands"?
No doubt.
Okay. And that's because the light would have been shining toward you since you were sort of up above the top of the wall there?
Yes.
Okay. And then when you jumped down off of the table, what part of the yard did you go into?
I landed to the north side of the table, northeastern part of the table. I don't know if it's squared or round, but I landed somewhere here.
Yeah, it's round, unfortunately. I don't draw very well, so it's sort of shaped like an egg, but it was a round table. And if you could just, like, draw with an X approximately where you were when you fired your rounds.
Realizing that the drawing's not to scale.
It's not at all to scale.
Right. Yeah.
And approximately how many feet, you may have already said this, I just want to make sure we covered it, approximately how many feet away do you think you actually were with him by the time you pulled the trigger?
2 to 3 feet.
Okay, so you're very close.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any doubt in your mind whatsoever that had you not fired that he would have had the opportunity to either harm or kill you?
No doubt.
Okay.
Regarding seeing the male, you first saw him at the front and he was running away from you, or running away from the scene, I guess, is the best thing.
He was running south.
Running
south.
Yes. Okay. And did you get a good enough look at him? This is the same guy. In other words, the guy you first saw running away from you is the same guy that you saw over the fence.
Yes.
Okay. And you could identify him how?
based on the clothing and the breathing pattern that he had, consistent to somebody that had been actually been running. If he would say he lived in that house, I don't think he would have been breathing that hard. But he actually appeared to have been ran. I don't know how long he ran before he ran through the carport. But
how long do you think when he ran and you gave chase to him, was he out of sight there for a period of time from you?
Yes.
How long? Approximately.
Maybe 3 to 5 seconds.
Okay, so not long. You caught up with him rather quickly then.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm assuming when you gave him the commands, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that it sounds to me like he acknowledged the commands, because I think you said he told you flat out, no, fuck you. So I would assume that, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, you took that as a defiant act on his part. He understood what you said to him.
Yes.
Okay.
And were you both speaking English to each other?
Yes.
Okay. There's no doubt in your mind that he understood what you were telling him.
Yeah, no doubt, based on that short statements that we had.
What was his size and weight approximately?
I want to say 5'8", between 160, 180, maybe 190.
And you are?
I'm 5'8", 180.
Going back to when you first contacted the other male in the front of the house there at 506, did you have enough time to determine that there were no victims of any violent crime there at 506 as a result of, indicated by, you know, the yelling and screaming? Were you able to determine whether or not a crime had occurred before he ran away and you chased after him?
Inside 506?
Or yes, in this general vicinity, could there have been a victim? Or were you able to contact everybody and clear these buildings and ensure that no crime had occurred?
No.
I'm sorry, I sort of made that a two-part question. So the no is that you didn't have the opportunity to determine whether or not an actual crime had occurred.
No, I did not have the opportunity.
Okay. And was that something that was maybe in the back of your mind or anything while you were contacting him, is that if he was running away from here, is that perhaps he had committed a crime here?
Yes, that did run through my mind. Maybe, like, going back to what I initially had said, I was still thinking that there might be a victim of an assault or a female out there on the street, you know, beaten or, you know, anything constituting a crime for this male to have ran. Just obviously seeing our patrol cars out there and then just running right exactly where we had gone into.
So from where you first saw him, would he have been able to see the police cars?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think that he actually saw you or just the police cars?
I think he might have seen...
Or if you don't know, that's okay too. I just...
Okay.
I'm curious whether or not you were...
I don't know.
Okay. You didn't, like, make eye contact with him or
no.
Anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Did you hear him yell anything before he ran away?
No.
All right. And did you yell anything to him when you saw him start to run?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any previous experience with this person?
Not that I recall.
And how was he dressed? Did he give the... give you any indication that he may be a gang member, parolee, anything like that, or do you just look like regular working guy?
I'm sorry. I don't think I could answer that.
Okay.
Just based on his clothing, I could have determined after the whole incident happened, I was walked away from the scene, so I couldn't really get it.
Okay, that's fair.
I love that.
When you were firing at him, was it fairly straight westbound shot between you and him?
No.
What direction were you firing?
He was climbing over the south western side. My direction was southwest, having nothing in the background or anything.
What was your background?
At the height that I was at, it was air. There was a tree, and then you have all the houses along the side of the west side of Lacey.
Were there cars parked on Lacey as well, do you recall?
Yeah, there was a couple cars.
And as far as you know, you're the only one who was a shooter, the only person, or the only officer who fired any rounds during this incident?
Yes.
Did you have an opportunity to use any other type of force?
No. Since I had my gun on one hand and my flashlight on the other, he just started moving so quick that I mean, it came in my mind, hey, switch to your taser, put your gun away, maybe go that way. But it just happened so quick, and the statements and the aggression he had in his voice, and I fairly believed and had the fear that he was going to do something in the event that I started switching over to something, and knowing or not knowing the unknown of him either having a gun or a knife as he's making these threats, I decided to stay with lethal force.
And during your training, do they teach you to meet lethal force with lethal force, or do they ever recommend using a taser when you have somebody who is threatening you with lethal force?
No, it's
okay.
And your training, what's your training as to a kill zone with a knife?
It's within 21 feet.
And he was clearly within that?
Yes. Okay.
Do you have anything else to add that would aid us in the investigation of this incident that, you know, we didn't touch on yet?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. Time is, I have 0540 hours, and we will go off tape.